Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Welcome back to this episode in our Consistency 365 series. This is a little bit different in that I'm going to be doing a full regular episode on this topic tomorrow, which is episode 1089 and airs on the 15th. But I wanted to have a Consistency 365 episode on this because it is so important, and I wanted you to have a very short form version of the message that we will expand on in episode 1089. I will tell the whole story in 1089, but the very abbreviated version is this. I've been reading a book on raising kids, How to Talk So Little Kids Will Listen. You've probably heard of the title, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen, but this one's about little kids, 2 to 7. And I was struck by one of the primary premises in the book, and that is when kids are in a heightened emotional state, it's very hard for them to make good decisions, right? So if kids are really angry, it's tough for them to make the choice that you want them to make that they would have a much easier time making if they weren't really angry. And it struck me, and that's why I decided to do a full episode on it that'll air tomorrow in 1089, that we often have similar expectations for ourselves, thinking that great decisions are going to come from poor thinking or not thinking or heightened emotion. What I see oftentimes in my clients is that they are expecting to perform the way they want to perform when they are really angry or they're really overwhelmed or they're really stressed out. They are thinking that they should be able to make an excellent decision when they're not thinking excellently about a situation. Or they're not thinking at all. They're expecting quality decisions to come from thoughts that are not quality. And listen, the essence of consistency is that there is a predictable pattern of behavior regardless of your emotional state. But as we are learning this skill, it's important to recognize that maybe instead of rushing to action and behaving impulsively when you're in a heightened emotional state, aggravated, frustrated, angry, overwhelmed, sad, scared, anxious, you name it, we would be very well served to come down off of that emotional peak, to work on managing the emotional state, and then making decisions and then choosing how we will operate instead of having all of these behaviors flow from this peak of emotion. It's not just kids that don't typically behave well when they're in a heightened emotional state. It's also adults. So if your first line of defense when you're pursuing consistency is not, I just need to be able to behave this way and do these things and not do these things when I'm super stressed, when I'm super angry, when I'm super sad. Alternatively, recognize the emotion, process the emotion, work through the emotion before making a food choice or a follow-through choice or a communication choice. We're going to be going through this in a lot more detail in episode 1089, but I think it's such an important one. And this is one that if you feel like you need more support, more reinforcements around this, seek it out. Whatever that means for you, whether it's seeing a therapist or it's reading books or it's going through the consistency course, because the fact of the matter is time is flying by, right? We're halfway through, as I record this, we're almost halfway through 2023. If you are not where you want to be, if you're not making the progress that you want to make, don't let that continue. Make a change and make a change now. We'll see you tomorrow.